I thought long and deeply about what we are going to confess today. But you can always turn to Psalm 51, where David, after his sin with Bathsheba, reminds us, "You will not delight in sacrifice, or I would give it. You will not be pleased with burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken and contrite heart, O God, will you not despise." Brokenness and contriteness, sorrow for sin, brokenness because you have offended God. That's what he requires. He doesn't require any stud muffins that can show God what they can do. He only requires one to bow before him and acknowledge that he is a sinner and deeply in need of grace. Let's do that as we come before him today. Our Father in heaven, we look to you asking for your wisdom and praying that you would have mercy upon us. Father, we pray that you would give us hearts to seek your face, not ones that are inclined to turn away from you and chase our own desires and our own proud longings. Father, we come to you confessing that yes, we are sinners. We've inherited from Adam that depth of wickedness that he first wrought upon creation by virtue of his disobedience against you. Father, we admit that we are awash in the cesspool of sin. Every thought, word, and deed inclines against your law. Father, even the best of our deeds are not to be boasted of, but are to be despised because of how wretched they really are. And so, Father, we come to you acknowledging our need for Jesus and asking that his blood would be our cleansing fountain. Father, we pray that you would pour forth from heaven all the spotless merit of Jesus Christ upon us and take away from us the wickedness that does cling to us. And Lord, we pray that you would indeed see us only for Jesus' sake. We ask it in Jesus' strong name. Amen.